A random lottery. That's how Washington state regulators propose to winnow down applications for retail licenses to sell recreational marijuana. The plan is drawing some major criticism from existing medical marijuana providers, as KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
The Washington State Liquor Control Board just released its draft rules for regulating recreational marijuana. They lay out a framework for growers, processors, and retailers under Initiative 502. One of the biggest questions has been how many licenses the board will grant. These rules don't answer that yet, but they do say that if too many people seek a retail license, the board will hold a lottery to decide who gets to apply.
Certainly, if that's in there, I'm going to be doing some lobbying.
John Davis owns medical marijuana dispensaries in Seattle and heads the Coalition for Cannabis Standards and Ethics. He says that provision came as a surprise.
But, I mean, just if everyone gets in for a lotto system, everyone and their dog's going to come in and just apply for a license, whether they know anything or not.
Davis says people with experience in medical marijuana are in the best position to succeed as retailers. Sean Green owns two dispensaries, one in Seattle and one in Spokane. He also planned to seek a retail license and was alarmed to learn of the potential random drawing.
Being vested in this with my heart and soul in the last 2 years of my life, to consider that we may not potentially get a license to continue operating is a bit of a concern.
The rules give an overview of what the new licensed retail stores might look like. They'll have warning signs prohibiting public consumption and those under 21 on the premises. They'll also have lots of warning labels on the marijuana-infused products themselves. And the state is also cracking down on so-called organic marijuana. Sean Green says it's a common label these days.
It is thrown around a little bit loosely.
But under the new rules, vendors can't call something organic unless it's certified by the state agriculture department. John Davis says that certification doesn't exist yet.
Everyone talks about their cannabis being organic, and right now the term is meaningless because organic, you know, is a certification, and no one currently will certify cannabis. And that may change in the future, but I think that regulation is appropriate.
The new rules also govern how processors get rid of plant waste. The state wants growers and processors to mix any remains of marijuana plants with other trash to make sure it's unusable. Initial feedback on these proposed rules is due by June 10th. The state could start granting licenses after December 1st. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.